Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big. Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, has a shadow person been following this woman from house to house? And if so, why?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is, and if you want access to all of our episodes ad-free and to get advanced episodes, check us out on Apple Podcasts and subscribe there. Get all the bonus materials or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. Shadow people. I can't say, I don't think I've ever seen one. Maybe, I don't know.
I saw that one, the one time I did.
Yeah.
And it freaked me out. In fact, Kathy and I were talking on an episode recently about it. And because I was getting ready for work and it walked past me and I'm in the bathroom. So it goes past on my left and I was like, what the hell was that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really tall, right? And so my way of coping with it was just shutting the bathroom door for like the next 3 weeks.
Sure.
I got ready because I was like, I don't want to have it walk by again.
Mm-hmm.
So like, but then it's kind of stupid because if you really do have a shadow person, it could kind of pop up anywhere. Just because I close the door doesn't mean I ain't going to see it.
They have the advantage of shadowness, which is something that a lot of doors aren't going to help.
But the last thing I want is anything following me anywhere. Jesus Christ, life is complicated enough.
I remember, I think I do have a story. I was in West Bend, Wisconsin, and I was about to go on a ghost tour and was waiting for the person that was going to give it. I was outside, kind of like in their, I guess, like government building area. There's this, the old courthouses and, you know, steeples and all that. Just think that sort of architecture. And on the top of one of the buildings was an area where it looks like you could probably go walk around if needed to for maintenance, because there was like a big clock up there. But it wasn't like a place anyone would go unless you're going to, I don't know, fix the clock or, you know, put the big lightning pole up there and it's Back to the Future and you're trying to get the flux capacitor to work.
Yeah.
That kind of clock. But I remember waiting, and I was the only one who saw this. My parents were there too. And looking, I'm like, there's a person up there. And it was a shadow outline is what it looked. We weren't very far. Like if it was a person, you would be able to make out the details. You'd be able to like make out what they were wearing, but it was just this dark shadow that looked in the form of a person. And
did you kind of think it was a person?
I did. And then I discovered, oh, it's a shadow. Then I thought, well, what's casting the shadow? I didn't think like, oh, ghost. I just thought, well, there's something out there. This, and then it moved. So then it kind of moved in the way a person would move, and then it was just gone. And so I guess I can say I did see a shadow person. I guess that's my only thing. I mean, unless there was something casting that shadow, but I don't know. I mean, it was very overcast.
And it's high
it was
up
near
there.
Dusk. Like, I mean, there wasn't a lot of places where that would be specifically that dramatic of a shadow right there. You would see other ones with branches and stuff. Yeah. It was weird.
And so, if it was a person, that's probably like maybe once a year somebody goes up there.
Yeah.
So the odds of it being a person would almost be weirder than it, you know, well, happening to see that.
I asked the gentleman who was giving the tour about it. I said, I saw that. He's like, oh, that's a very haunted one, the building. And I'm like, is it commonplace for someone to be up there doing something at night? You know, like, do they have to go turn something off? But he's like, oh, no, I don't even know if there's like really a true great way to access that area anymore. So, yeah. So there you go. That was, I guess, a shadow person story.
Had to have been.
Let's go to this story at 855-853-4802. Hello.
So I was 15 and we moved into a two-family apartment building. And we had been moving around St. Louis for a while. But anyway, we moved into this two-family apartment building. And my grandmother, uncle, and aunt lived upstairs on the second floor. And we moved underneath them. And the first day was really, really rough. We had been moving stuff all day. But I couldn't sleep because I felt like someone was watching me. I told my mom, and she said it's just a new place, so that's probably why you feel that way. But for weeks after that, I continued to feel nervous, like someone was watching me. And I guess it was about 3 weeks after we moved in, me and my mom and my younger sister were standing in the hallway, just discussing what we had to do that day or where we were going, when I felt somebody behind me, and I felt like that was my older sister. And so I turned around, and I was face to face with this tall, black, shadowy figure. And I screamed like I've never screamed before. And my mom, and it took off. It ran into the wall and just disappeared. And I'm a sensitive, and I've seen things before, but nothing ever like this. And my mom and my sister were yelling, "What's wrong with you? What's wrong?" And I said, "I just saw this big black shadow thing. I can't believe you didn't see it. It was standing right here behind me." And I turned around and there it was. And neither one of them saw it. And I just couldn't stop talking about it. The second time I saw it, I guess, was a couple days later. We were all in the living room watching TV. And I just got this really weird feeling over me, like it's watching me right now. And I turned, and sure enough, it was standing in my bedroom doorway, just staring and listening. And I just always got this feeling of it being really curious as to what was going on in our house. So for a couple years after that, I would see it all the time. No one else would. One night, I even woke up in the middle of the night, and it was floating over the top of me, and that was, like, the scariest encounter that I had had with it. Even the first encounter, I thought nothing could beat that, but when I woke up and it was hovering over the top of me, and I gasped, and it just took off. And then I guess it was a couple years later, I was in my older sister's room, and we decided we were going to walk to the store. So I went through my mom's bedroom to get to my bedroom. There's two doors to my room, one through my mom's bedroom and one that leads to the kitchen. And instead of going up the hallway through the kitchen to get to my room, I went through my mom's room to get to my room. And as soon as I walked in, I looked into the kitchen when I was picking up my shoes, and I saw it standing there at the head of the hallway just looking down, and that was exactly where I just came from. And I was able to hold it in. I was able not to gasp and let it know that I could see it. and I was just staring at it, and I just wanted to get a long, good stare at it to maybe figure out something, but I didn't get to stare at it long. It just looked like a human figure. It was really big human figure, tall. I couldn't see any eyes, but I know it had eyes. It had to. It was always like there, and I could feel it watching me. But I didn't get to look at it long because my older sister screamed, and it took off into the wall by the basement door. And I walked over to where it was, and I looked down the hallway, and I saw my sister. She's just shaking, scared. And I said, "You saw it, didn't you?" And she said, "What was that?" And I said, "I don't know. I've been seeing this for years. I have no idea what it is." And I was just so happy that somebody else finally saw it. But nobody ever saw it after that. I never saw it anymore. I don't know if it was still watching me. I don't know if it was around anymore after that. But no one else ever saw it. I was just happy that, I wasn't the only one that was seeing it. Because, I mean, I am a sensitive, but I haven't seen anything like that before. It bothered me a lot that I didn't know what it was or what it wanted. Anyway, years later, I have three kids, and I told my oldest daughter about the experience that I had in that house. And this was quite a few years later, after I told her that story, that she was actually 14 or 15 when that happened. She came and told me, "Mom, I caught that thing on camera," and this is a whole different house. And she showed me, because she was laying on her bed rehearsing her vocals, and she takes music lessons. So she was just recording herself singing, and then she was going to play it back to see how she sounded. And she said when she did that, she noticed something behind her, which behind her was her bedroom door and her closet. And you can kind of see the shadow underneath the door, and it kind of slinks under the door, stands up. It stands there for a few seconds and watches her sing or listens to her, and then it just casually walks into the closet like it was something normal for it to do all the time. A lot of things did happen in that house, paranormal. That was the first and only time anybody had seen that shadow figure in our new house. And we've bought another house since then, and lots of things have gone on here too. And I have lots of stories, and I'll call in at some other time and tell you some more. And I love your show. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that experience. Thoughts?
Man, do you think it could be the same thing following her around, or is she just like going, getting lots of haunted houses, or what?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes people pick up, if they're sensitive enough, to different things in different places. That could very easily be it, but it seems to show some interest specifically, with her.
It would be weird. Not like you want other people to see shadow people, but it would be nice to know you're not, like, because you kind of think you're crazy if you've seen this thing repeatedly and nobody else sees it. Why are you seeing it? Especially when you're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody else saying there's a thing standing right there, but nobody seems to care. And to have a sibling go, "Yeah, I just saw it too." I guess that would be validating, really.
Oh, very. I mean, it gives you, exactly what you said, validation. You're not so alone in feeling that when others have said, "Hey, I saw that too." I don't know if that's scarier or less scary. No.
I don't know. It could go either way, really.
Yeah. No, really could. Thank you for sharing that with us. It was a good one. If you want to share your story, 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want that ad-free experience of the show and get advanced episodes and the full archive, world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, check out Apple Podcasts and subscribe there to our premium membership option, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.